Chapter 2. Gulls dove and swept around Lusitania's funnels, following her as she steamed past. Travelers who braved the weather had watched as New York's skyline receded on the distant gray horizon. The long silvery ribbon of foam churned by her propellers stretched along Long Island, where breezes brought a whiff of salt air as she neared the open Atlantic. One by one, passengers abandoned Lusitania's decks, disappearing into a confusing maze of corridors as Saturday evening approached. "The people who use these ships are not pirates," an exasperated designer once insisted. "They do not dance hornpipes. They are mostly seasick American ladies, and the one thing they want to forget when they are on the vessel is that they are on a ship at all." Lusitania was born in the age of historicism, at a time when liners strove to attract impressionable travelers with luxurious, opulent decor evoking the past. Palladian lounges, Teutonic smoking rooms, Turkish baths, Parisian palm courts, and Jacobean dining saloons mingled side by side in a jarringly abrupt mixture of conflicting styles and claustrophobic decoration. The interiors Scottish architect James Miller devised for Lusitania, though, were subtler in approach. Here the understated elegance of the Georgian era predominated. Rooms paneled in dark mahogany, bedecked with carved pilasters and columns, ringed by deep ornamental friezes, and crowned with vaulted skylights or graceful domes. The effect gave passengers the pleasurable hallucination that they were enjoying a stay at a luxurious hotel like the Ritz in London or the Waldorf Astoria in New York. "The impression of bigness begins when you enter the ship," recorded one traveler. The grand entrance on the boat deck formed the hub of the ship's first-class public rooms and served as a fitting introduction to Miller's style. Mahogany walls, enameled white and adorned with Corinthian pilasters and carving picked out in gilt, were washed with light from the large, leaded glass barrel vaulted skylight above. At one end, a white marble fireplace, set in a nook and flanked by built-in sofas, upholstered in rose-colored brocade and potted palms, offered respite. Across the black and white tiled floor was the grand staircase, which twisted in a rectangle down six decks between elaborate railings of black wrought iron set with decorative or molu swags, rosettes, and medallions. "The treads were easy," remembered one passenger, "and the magnificent balustrades and thick-piled carpets reminded one of a first-class hotel instead of a ship."